On the line, I have Una O'Hagan, and she is owner and managing director of Mars Pharmacy Group. Good morning, Una. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you? I'm very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. The week hasn't been that bad, but this morning's a bit dull and overcast, and it looks like we're going to get a bit of rain. But they're saying the weather's going to pick up next week.
Yeah, I heard that. 1st of July, who would believe it, Michael? Goodness gracious, where did the year go so far, you know? But listen, brighter days, I do believe next week I hear that the weather is going to pick up. So that's good news, yeah.
That's the main thing. So always keep the bright side out. Una, you, as we say, are the owner and managing director of Mars Pharmacy Group. Maybe you just tell us a little about Mars Pharmacy Group and about the new business you've set up.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So, as you said, I'm the owner and the managing director of the Mars Pharmacy Group. It's a business that I bought off a gentleman called Pierce Marr, and that's hence where the name comes from. Back in 2001, I interned for Pierce. So after I finished pharmacy in Trinity, I went on to work for him in his Baggot Street store. That store had been his mum's pharmacy before, so it's been a pharmacy in Baggot Street since the 1920s. Fell in love with the pharmacy, Michael, and on my last day, I begged him if he was ever selling the pharmacy, but he let me know. And true to his word, 4 years later, I got that call. And after long negotiations with the bank, I was able to raise the money and raise the finance and for my dream to come true. So that was back in 2001. And since then, we've gone on and we've grown the business to 9 pharmacies that we are today, all Dublin-based. But in 2014, we set up an online store, Mars.ie. And so we look after customers all over the island of Ireland. And actually, we ship now to 58 different countries all over the world. So even though we're a Dublin-based pharmacy, we're looking after customers from the length and breadth of Ireland, and actually, you know, literally from Argentina to, I don't know, United States to Australia, you know. So it's fantastic that we've grown to what we are today. And as you said, Michael, we have set up this new business, Simprove Ireland, to really distribute Simprove, a product that has been hugely successful for me personally and also for lots of our customers in the Mars business. And we want to take this product to so many other customers all over Ireland, because it literally has been a life-changing product, not only for myself, but actually 9 out of 10 of our customers would say that has made a huge impact to their life as well.
So what exactly is Simprove?
Yeah, so Simprove is a very unique water-based food supplement. It contains 4 bacteria, and they are kept alive with a barley extract. So, but the gluten has been removed from the barley, so it's gluten-free, so it's suitable for anybody who has celiac and so on. And really, these bacteria are held in, I suppose, in an acidic environment, pH 4, so they're used to living in an acidic environment. And what they do is, when you take a shot of Simprove in the morning, not only will it arrive into your system fully as 10 billion bacteria in your shot of Simprove, but it survives the stomach acid, because your stomach is an organ that is there to obviously break down food and help you to digest your food, but it actually defends us against pathogens as well. So it will kill 99.9% of bacteria normally that enters your stomach in order to protect your body. But Simprove, and this is why a lot of products don't survive the stomach, the harsh acidic environment, I suppose, of the stomach. But Simprove's technology has enabled the bacteria to, A, survive the stomach environment. But once you take your shot of Simprove, first thing in the morning, when your acid levels are at its lowest, the bacteria survive the stomach. They pass through the stomach within 10 minutes, and they get into what we call your gut area. But it's just basically your small and large intestine. And that's where they need to get to, Michael, in order to do the work that they do. And when they get there, they start to multiply like crazy. They produce a product called lactic acid. And that acid feeds your good bacteria that are already in your gut. And they start to grow and to multiply. And they end up producing a lot of what we call short-chain fatty acids. And those short-chain fatty acids have a number of health benefits. So really what the Simprove does is it helps to rebalance and restore what we call your microbiome. To listeners, what that basically means, your good bacteria in your gut. And these little bacteria are absolutely critical to our health and well-being. And we don't know too much about them, Michael, but we're discovering more and more every day. They're involved in the breakdown of complex carbohydrates, so foods, substances that your body cannot digest unless you have got the right balance of bacteria. They produce lots of vitamins, so your B vitamins and half of your vitamin K are made by these bacteria. They help, as a result of that, to reduce bloating and to improve your bowel motions. They help with detoxification of your body. They defend you against different pathogens. They support your immune system, because 70% of our immune system, believe it or not, Michael, is in our gut. And also now we know that these little bacteria also produce 95% of our serotonin. And your listeners will know serotonin is your happy hormone. It helps with anxiety, and it improves your mood, and also it regulates your sleep. So, and also it provides, you know, a really important role in what we call your gut motility. So that's why a lot of these are a lot of the serotonin is made in your gut in the first place, because it helps with your bowel motions. But there's a huge connection now we have discovered between your gut health and your mental health. And your gut is termed your second brain, believe it or not. There's over 100 million neurons actually in your gut. So it actually, and you'll know from, you know, what you're probably, your parents would have said to you years ago, trust your gut, or, you know, you feel butterflies in your stomach whenever you're nervous, or so on and so forth. That's because your gut has so many of these little neurons, and all these little good bacteria are making a huge amount of serotonin. So your gut health is so important, not just to your digestion, but actually to your overall well-being. And now researchers and scientists all over the world are working on so many other new discoveries between, you know, your gut health and skin health, your gut health and, you know, many neurological conditions now, your gut health and just general inflammation in the body. Because, as I said, Michael, these bacteria make short-chain fatty acids, and one of those in particular is called butyrate. Butyrate is incredibly healing, but it's actually an anti-inflammatory and actually anti-carcinogenic as well. So there's a huge connection between the health of your gut and the health of your microbiome, as we call it. So how many good bacteria you have in there, and your overall health and well-being.
Well, you know, it's I'm delighted to hear you saying that, because I've spoken to a number of people over the last year about the microbiome, about your stomach, yeah. And how, yeah. And the way I explained it, that your stomach is your engine.
Yeah,
it feeds everything, so you can do a whole load of different things. And you know, one of the people I've spoken to is Dr. Mary McCreary out in the Blacklock Clinic. We've spoken that quite a lot about how it affects your mental health, believe it or not. But also, I spoke to a lady, and I can't remember her name now, but it was about how your gut affects fertility.
Yeah, well, there's a real connection between your gut health and your hormones. And we know this not only for fertility, but actually, you know, as women go through the menopause and the perimenopause, everything becomes much more sluggish. A lot of women will say to us that they get bloated, that, you know, they start suffering with a lot of gut problems that they may not have suffered with before. And that's simply because, you know, estrogen is a stimulating hormone. It stimulates your eggs to produce, you know, or your ovaries to produce an egg. And when estrogen starts to decline, obviously you have changes to your periods and your periods stop. But also estrogen stimulates so many other things in our body too, Michael. It stimulates our collagen production. That's why women see problems, you know, the changes in their skin, and also even cramps, and, you know, they're not as mobile. It also stimulates the smooth muscle of our heart, and that's why, you know, as you go through perimenopause and menopause, we're always telling women to go and get their heart health checked. But that smooth muscle, your gut is a big long tube of smooth muscle, and so whenever you have declining levels of estrogen, it affects the mobility of your gut, and so you can get, you know, changing bowel motions, you can get very bloated, and all of this cramping and pains that women often describe as they go through the perimenopause. So your gut health is, you know, intrinsically linked to your hormone health, to fertility, and also to, you know, whenever you're going through the perimenopause and menopause as well. And actually, we do a lot of work with Dr. Mary Ryan. She's Ireland's leading endocrinologist on female health, and she would be a huge ambassador for supporting good gut health for women who are going through, you know, problems, even going through puberty, right through fertility and through perimenopause and menopause as well. And she speaks a lot about that link between gut health and female hormone health.
And I also believe Simprove, they're looking at it, are doing trials Parkinson's disease.
Yeah. So Simprove have been involved in research. Well, first of all, they have so many papers, clinical research on IBS and various different inflammatory bowel diseases, everything from ulcerative colitis to Crohn's, celiac disease, diverticulitis. So that's what the product came on the market for. Believe it or not, actually, this product has been in development for 34 years. The guy who actually developed it was a farmer, and he brought it to market for his cattle, believe it or not. So it was an agricultural product at the beginning, and then, you know, a couple of very eminent vets in the UK told him, listen, if it works for, you know, cattle and pigs are the closest animal to humans, there is a huge opportunity here and a chance that this will work for humans as well. And so that led him on talking to gastroenterologists, trialing and testing the product, and eventually launching it really for IBS and digestive problems. But since all of these clinical trials have been going on, and all of the trials in Simprove are run by independent research centres, so from King's College to Sheffield, Hallam University to UCL in London, so lots and lots of other things have been discovered. Some of it by chance, and some of it that, you know, the founder has always believed that there was a link between gut health. But one in particular has been, you're dead right, around Parkinson's. So 4 years ago, Barry, the founder, spoke to a team of neurologists, and this really came from a study that he was doing in ulcerative colitis, where there happened to be a number of patients who had ulcerative colitis who also had Parkinson's, and they seen marked improvements in their Parkinson's symptoms. And so a team of neurologists then got very interested in Simprove, and a number of studies have been ongoing, one in Sheffield University and one in King's College in London, both of which will finish this year and will be written up this year, so the results should be out, one in September and the other in November. And basically what they're doing there is they are seeing if Simprove can change the microbiome in Parkinson's patients to lead to improvement in their Parkinson's symptoms. And really what they've discovered is, and what researchers now believe, is that Parkinson's, there's a huge body of work that's saying that actually Parkinson's and possibly other neurological conditions could actually stem from the gut, because they believe that, you know, 80% of Parkinson's patients suffer from chronic constipation. And when you have chronic constipation like that, basically the gut wall becomes very distended and can split, and little fissures and cracks can form in it. And materials, neurochemical aggregates, as we call them, that should stay in the gut, escape the gut because of these different fissures, and they travel the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve, Michael, is a nerve that connects your gut and your brain. And it's a physical connection. It's like the M50, two-way street. Things go up, things come down all of the time. But these neurochemical aggregates, researchers now believe, can travel this vagus nerve and deposit in the brain, which may lead then to the onset of Parkinson's. But Simprove have been involved in these two clinical studies where they are given a cohort of Parkinson's patients a 12-week program of Simprove to see actually is there improvement, number one, in their digestive problems, because a lot, as I said, suffer from constipation, but also to monitor their microbiome to see what is happening, to look for changes in their microbiome, particularly around the butyrate and anti-inflammatory markers, and then to see if there's an improvement in their Parkinson's symptoms. So the reduction in tremors, the improvement in mobility, and actually also the improvement in their psychological symptoms as well. So we look with interest, I suppose, with these studies that are coming out. We are already recommending Simprove to our patients in Mars. Many of them see great improvements. Parkinson's UK are already endorsing the product even before these trials are coming out, simply because many, many Parkinson's patients in the UK have already heard about this, I suppose, from the people talking about it and are already using it with great effect and are telling Parkinson's UK that this product is actually working. So, you know, we watch with interest with this because the neurologists are very excited about this, because if it does work for Parkinson's, there's no reason why it may not work for other neurological conditions such as MS and Alzheimer's and so on and so forth. So, So it just goes to show you how important your gut health actually is. It's not just about digestion. It's actually about your overall health and well-being. And I guess I always say to my team, Michael, you know, in 10 years, 20 years, we'll look back probably and go, how did we not know this? How did we not know how important our gut health actually was and how it was linked to so many other parts of our body?
Indeed, you know, and as I said there, as I describe it, is that your gut is your engine.
And second brain.
And the thing is, if you have a car or any sort of transport, the engine doesn't work, well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. I firmly believe that. Yeah.
So, tell if some of our listeners want to know a bit more about Simproof, where can they get that information?
Yeah. So just come on to our website, myerspharmacy.ie, and actually there's a on the banner, you can just click on Simproof, and all of the details there in terms of, you know, how does it work, what does it do, the research and development that's going on into it. They can find out more information, or Michael, if there's anybody who wants to call one of our pharmacies, with 9 pharmacies, they can check out the website. Our contact details are all on there, or they can follow us on any of our social channels, whether that be Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, and send us a message privately there, and one of our team will come back to you. We have teams on all of our social channels every single day answering messages. So if they don't want to speak to somebody but want to reach out on social media, they can do that as well.
That's excellent, and I'll actually put that website up onto the podcast of the interview, so anybody who wants to get in touch can get in touch. Una, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for coming on. You know, I wish you all the best with the new business.
Thank you, Michael.
I know. Funny enough, I used to work down in Bagot Street. I used to work in Quinsworth, down in Bagot Street.
Ah, okay.
That's about 40.
Somebody down the road from us.
Yeah, about 40 years ago now. That is, I was there, when it was Quinsworth. Not it's Tesco now, but and it's funny enough, a young lady that works with us here, Debbie McMahon. She, I think, used to work in Mara's Pharmacy many years ago.
Wow. There you go. Well, listen, it's been there since the 1920s, so that's why I never wanted to change the name, Michael. That's why it's been such a huge part of the you know, Bagot Street community for many years, and both Pierce and his mother touched so many lives in a very positive way. So that's why we never ever changed the name, and we kept that name. But and I meet people all of the time who say they used to call it to Pierce or to his mum, indeed. You know, so it's amazing to hear those stories, and just the amount of people who have crossed the door, you know, and have left hopefully with a smile.
Indeed, Una. Once again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely delighted. And you too. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, there we go. That was Una O'Hagan. And she is the owner and managing director of Mars Pharmacy Group.